CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for the 27th of July 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB confirms more speakers for its convention in October. Get involved with the RSGB LoRa High Altitude Balloon Challenge. The RSGB releases high contrast logbook to improve accessibility. The RSGB has shared details of more presentations that you can enjoy at its convention in October. If you'd like to broaden your technical knowledge, you'll enjoy presentations by Bob Burns, G3OUU, in Getting the Most from an Oscilloscope and Ladder Crystal Filter Design. As part of the Society's focus on supporting modern amateur radio operating practices, Paul Galwas at M0WLG will be discussing Can We DX over an Internet of Things, an LOT, mesh. The comprehensive programme of speakers also includes Dr. Marcus Walden, G0IJZ, who will explain the numerical modelling of the historical Grimmington very low frequency antenna, and Paul Beaumont, G7VAK, who will take a brief look at number stations, 1950 to the present. With even more captivating and thought-provoking speakers already confirmed, you'll need to purchase a ticket to guarantee attendance. Buy your tickets before Monday the 11th of August to ensure you receive early bird ticketing prices. Tickets are available to purchase via rsgb.org/convention. National Coding Week takes place in the third week of September, and the RSGB is once again dedicating a whole month to amateur radio and coding activities. As part of the Society's strategy to encourage practical skills development, it's inviting you to take part in its LoRa High Altitude Balloon Challenge. The project has been developed by the RSGB Outreach Team and takes place on Saturday the 20th of September. The balloon will be equipped with a LoRa Digipeter, and your challenge is to follow the instructions provided and build a LoRa tracker. If your tracker build is successful, it will beam up packets to the airborne relay, which will transmit them to a local iGate. Your goal is to get the signal the furthest distance from the launch. Anyone can enter, but to win one of the prizes, you need to be an RSGB member. Get involved as a single operator or as a team in your RSGB-affiliated club. The RSGB is delighted that Moonraker is sponsoring this event and will award a £200 Moonraker voucher to the winner of each category. Find out how to get involved with this exciting LoRa event by going to rsgb.org/LoRa. That's L-O-R-A, by the way, LoRa-Balloon. The RSGB is proud to announce the release of a new high-contrast logbook designed to support amateur radio operators with visual impairments or learning difficulties. Responding to feedback from members and accessibility advocates, the RSGB developed the logbook with wider spacing and high contrast black and white, black and yellow design to improve ease of use. This release reflects the RSGB's wider commitment to improving accessibility across all areas of the Society and amateur radio as a whole. The organisation continues to explore ways to make the hobby more inclusive and user-friendly for all the participants. The version will be available through Amazon and is expected to be a useful addition for both seasoned operators and newcomers looking for a more accessible logging option. As part of its long-term vision, the RSGB is looking to recruit a dedicated team to assess and enhance accessibility throughout the Society and help shape a more inclusive future for amateur radio. If you're interested in contributing to this important initiative, email RSGB Board Director Nathan Nuttall, 2M0OCC via 2M0OCC@rsgb.org.uk. Since the launch of its DMR project in May, the RSGB outreach team is delighted that 4 schools and 1 homeschool have signed up. The project aims to help young people get on the air to build their confidence in making QSOs. Each of the successful applicants will be loaned a TYT DMR handheld radio and a Pi Star based hotspot. The RSGB Youth Chairman and Youth Champion for Schools, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, supporting two new school amateur radio clubs that have chosen this as an entry-level activity for its club members. DMR is particularly useful in school club scenario where antenna placement is a challenge and can be easily deployed, giving young people access to the world. During the summer holidays, the DMR handsets will be used at the West Sussex International Jamboree with Regional Representative 10, Simon Harris, G4WQG. Attending the event, in Wick High School Radio Club member Jacob, MM7IFL, supporting remotely via DMR. Listen up for further updates after the summer, when the RSGB plans to get a youth net operational on Brandmeister Talk Group 23554. The net aims to encourage young operators to get on the air and become comfortable with QSO structure and general rag chewing. If you want to start a school club or are interested in taking part in the DMR project, email Chris via youthchampion.school@rsgb.org.uk. The prospect of a USA constellation of 240 commercial satellites that would use 430 to 440 megs for wideband control and telemetry has prompted an unprecedented response from the amateur radio community to a Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, consultation. FCC Proceeding 25201 would see the AST Space Mobile utilise much of the 430 to 440 megs for downlinks as well as a series of ground stations around the world. The RSGB and several other IARU member societies, along with ARRL and over 2,000 individuals, have submitted comments to this consultation. The IARU itself has also issued a statement on the matter. Links for this, including the RSGB response, can be found on the RSG website. Go to rsgb.org/spectrum forum and then choose the papers and consultations option in the right-hand menu. Following the main submission deadline of the 21st of July, the FCC process has further phases to go through. Amateur radio operators invited to take part in a special operating event in August, celebrating the rich history of the UK's wartime and Cold War airfield bunkers. AFB25, that's Airfield Bunkers 2025, is a nationwide activity taking place from Friday the 1st to Sunday the 31st of August. Organised by UK Bunkers on the Air, or UKBOTA, UKBOTA, the event encourages amateurs to activate historic airfield sites with known bunker installations. All bands and modes are welcome. Special recognition awards will be given for activators, hunter and shortwave listener efforts. To learn more, including how to participate and which locations qualify, visit tinyurl.com/AFB-2025. Now for details of rallies and events, Wiltshire Radio Rally takes place today, Sunday the 27th, at Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington Langley, SN15 5NJ. Doors open for traders 7 a.m, 9 a.m. for the people. Refreshments are available on site. Find out more by visiting chipandhamradio.club. Part 1 of the BATC Convention for Amateur TV 2025 takes place on Sunday the 3rd of August at Midland Air Museum in Coventry. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The convention will include show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy. Also on Sunday the 3rd of August, King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place at Gaywood Community Centre, PE34EL. Doors open at 9 a.m. Entrance fee will be £2.50. An indoor trader's stall costs £8, outdoor is £8, indoor one is £10. To book, email rally.klarc@gmail.com or call 07709 074951. Now for special events. Special call sign 5 Peter Oscar Tango Alpha will operate from Bornholm Island, EU030, from the 31st of July to the 3rd of August, in connection with this year's European Ham Radio Show meet-up event. Both presenters and viewers of the European Ham Radio Show on YouTube will gather with the goal of activating all of POTA Park's on Bornholm, or Bornholm, I would have thought, Ireland, within four days, both 5P0TA and participants' own call signs will be used. They're aiming to use as many modes and bands as possible, attending from the UK are Charlotte to M0LVY and Steve M1SDH. If you hear them on the air, give them a call. Throughout 2025, José HP2AT is using special call sign H82AT, celebrating its 35th anniversary in amateur radio. Recently, the station has been spotted on the HF bands using CWFT4FT8. All QSLs will be uploaded to QRZ.com, Club Log EQSL, and Logbook of the World paper cards will not be available. Now for DX News, today the 27th, it's your last chance to catch the IP1X team, which is active from Gallinara Island, EU083. Team is using CW and SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS, via the Bureau or directly to IU1JCZ. More information at QRZ.com. RED DL1BUG is active as TY5FR from Cotonou, Benin in West Africa until the 6th of August. He's operating CWSSB 8 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via RED's home call. Contest news today, the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. RSGB IOTA contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th, ends 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 27th of July. CW and SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Monday the 28th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT4 on the 8 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's your report. On Saturday the 2nd of August, the EUHF Championship runs from 1200 to 2359 UTC using CW and SSB. On the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report serial number located the last two digits of the year in which you were first licensed. Also on Saturday the 2nd of August, the RSGB 4th 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, all modes on 2 metre bands, exchange's signal report serial number locator and 2 letter postcode. On Saturday the 2nd, the 144 megs low power contest runs 1400 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Sunday the 3rd, 432 megs low power contest runs 0800 to 1200 UTC, all modes on the 70 centimetre band, the exchange's signal report serial number locator and 2 letter postcode. The UK 6 metre group summer marathon started on Saturday the 3rd of May, ends on Sunday the 3rd of August, using all modes on the 6 metre band, exchanges your 4 character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO, YLA and G4BAO. They write, it was a bit of a mixed bag last week. The first half saw settled geomagnetic conditions, but from the 22nd of July we had disturbance thanks to output from a solar coronal hole. This saw the KP index rise to 4.67 and ultimately 5. The stream from the sun reached around 730 kilometres per second, while the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field, or IMF, was mostly neutral, with a few brief periods when it pointed slightly south. So its effects were perhaps not as bad as they might have been. The coronal hole has now rotated out of view, so we may have some better days. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has been in the range of 140 to 150, which is quite good. There were no M-class or higher solar flares over the past week, which is unusual. So overall, HF conditions were humming, and at least until KP index hit 5, maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, over a 3,000 kilometer path during daylight hours continue to be at around 21 megs, but often dip to 18 megs at times. Nighttime conditions can be variable. If the 14 megahertz band isn't open for you, try 10. Earlier this week, the same daytime tests with WSPR on the 20-metre band saw stations logged from Australia and the far west of Canada. DP0POL, the Polar Stream research vessel doing work in the Arctic, was also logged. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline slightly to be in the range of 130 to 135. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled until the 1st of August, when the KP index could rise to 4. This period of unsettled conditions with reduced MUFs could last until the 4th of August. Now for VHF and up, we'll see the return of a weak ridge of high pressure today. This will last until the middle of the coming week. The second half of the week will be a little more unsettled with some occasional spells of rain. This suggests that some tropo is possible before a gradual swap over to rain scatter. However, high pressure near the Azores may still influence the western side of Britain. This week we'll see the peak of two meteor showers, the Alpha Capricornids and the Delta Aquarids. These are worth checking out if only to get your practice time in before one of the major showers of this week, Perseids, which takes place on the 12th and 13th of August. Barely a day passes without some auroral alert, and this can be an exciting mode. Several good indicators are available, such as when the KP index is above 5, or watery sounding signals on the 40 and 20 metre bands. If you hear these, try looking north on the 6, 4 or 2 metre bands. Sporadic E continues to be mentioned on the clusters somewhere in Europe on most days, but remember it's very localised and is rarely available to everyone at the same time. The best way to track it down is to use clusters and a good list of beacons to see who your locals are working on FT8. It's a very hit and miss mode. Meteor activity is a good indicator, whereas a high KP index is a bad one. Whether it happens is often a balance between many opposing components, so even a potentially good day may not be a good day where you are. Good news is that the last openings of the summer can occur into the first week of September. Moon declination is still positive, but going negative on Tuesday the 29th. Moon windows and peak elevation will reduce. Path losses are rising now as we are past perigee. 144 meg sky noise starts the coming week low, but will rise to moderate by the weekend. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.